This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. Governor Polis is calling for the Pueblo County coroner to resign after state authorities launched an investigation into the funeral home he co-owns with his brother. The remains of around 20 bodies were improperly stored there. Polis also declared the scene a disaster emergency, which allows the state to help with response.
Truly, our hearts across the state of Colorado are with Pueblo County residents, particularly those who might have a loved one of undetermined fate with regard to the remains.
The coroner's office from El Paso, and Fremont counties have stepped in to help in Pueblo. The DA in Pueblo says charges, if any, would come at the close of the investigation. On the western slope, the Derby fire continues to grow outside of Dotsero. It's now more than 4,000 acres with 0% containment. Hot, dry weather has stoked the fire, but officials hope cooler temperatures with some possible rain could bring some relief this weekend. Crews have worked to protect more than 200 structures by removing fuels and using sprinklers. Nearby homes remain evacuated, and portions of the White River National Forest have closed in Eagle and Garfield counties. A public meeting happening this evening at 6:30 at the Gypsum Town Hall. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 6:06, and yes, cooler temps and rain in the forecast for Colorado Springs, Denver, and much of Colorado for this weekend and into the first part of next week. It's 6:06.